O'clock.
The following program is sponsored by Edward Woodson.
Welcome to the Edward Woodson Show, shining a spotlight on the media minions and redistributing the truth. And now, here's your fair share of the truth, brought to you by your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome. You've now entered the cone of truth. I will redistribute the truth to you because you're entitled to your fair share of the truth. There was a few years ago a billboard on highways across America. It featured a picture of George W. Bush, and it said, "Do you miss me yet?" This was shortly after the election of Barack Hussein Obama. And now, for the first time, George W. Bush outpolls Mr. Obama. That's right. Americans now have a more favorable view of former President George W. Bush than they do of Mr. Obama. It is the first time in more than a decade that Americans have expressed a favorable view of the younger Bush, at least according to a new CNN ORC poll released yesterday. This is really amazing, stunning when you think about it. And it must be right now that the people in the White House are just freaking out. They are absolutely apoplectic about this turn of events. Bush is seen in a favorable light by 52% of those surveyed, compared with 43% who still view the 43rd president unfavorably. Americans are split on Obama, with 49% responding favorably and unfavorably. Bush is seen by a favorable light of 52% compared to 43%. That is, that's pretty large margin of favorability compared to Mr. Obama. The last time Bush polled in positive territory was in early 2005, close to 3 months into his second term. That's the last time he polled so positively. Among living presidents, George H.W. Bush and Bill Clinton are viewed the most favorably, with 64% responding favorably to both. Just 30% see the elder Bush negatively, and 33% see Clint in an unfavorable light. This is a stunning development. This was a poll conducted May 29th through the 31st by telephone, asking 1,025 Americans, with an overall margin of error of plus or minus 3 percentage points. And by the way, this story is from, I got it from Politico, but it really is just amazing, because this is a CNN poll, okay? And here's another thing. President Obama's popularity numbers are running well behind historic norms. This according to a Washington Post ABC News poll. Mr. Obama's job ratings have lost steam since a small early 2015 surge. With 18 months left in office, the poll depicts an unappealing legacy taking shape for Obama. His job ratings are significantly below average for presidents of the past 70 years. He receives sharply negative marks for dealing with the Islamic State And Republicans are far more passionate in dislike of Obama than Democrats, obviously. But these factors pose a challenge for Democrats seeking to secure a third consecutive term for the party. Hillary, frankly, is facing an uphill challenge because she's fighting history. And now there is a new poll out on Hillary. This is according to another CNN poll. More people now have an unfavorable view of Hillary now than at any time since 2001. This is another CNN poll. While Clinton remains dominant in the Democrat field, the poll shows that her numbers have dropped significantly across several key indicators since she lost her campaign. A growing number of people say she is not honest and trustworthy. Big surprise there. 57% feel that she is not honest and trustworthy. This is up from 49% in March. So her numbers, the more she's out there, the worse her numbers become. And I said this before. As soon as she comes out, she's the only candidate I've ever seen whose numbers actually go down significantly the more time passes and the more she gets out there in front of the public. So that's one of the reasons why you don't see her speaking to anyone. Because... and I think it's a smart tactic on the campaign to just basically keep her under wraps. She's unopposed in the Democrat field. Because if you look at Bernie Sanders, by the way, Bernie Sanders, I predict, will become the darling of the left. Okay? He's not going to gain any traction, but he will become this darling of the left. Martin O'Malley, he's pulling at like 1%.
Going back to Bernie Sanders, pardon me for interrupting, but did you see where he said yesterday something I actually agree with him on, that this new trade agreement's going to be bad for American workers?
Of course it is. It's a horrible deal. And look, that's why it's basically being negotiated in secret. We don't even know what's in the deal. This is one of those deals like Nancy Pelosi said, remember? She said, let's just pass it to find out what's in it. It's a bad deal. And not only that, a lot on the left have come out against it. Julian Assange from WikiLeaks says that it has nothing to do with trade from what he's been able to obtain. You can't even see the bill. How is it, if it's such a great bill, why is it that we can't see the bill? Huh?
And now they're talking about letting China in on it?
Yeah, of course. Uh-huh. China, who we're about to get into World War III with. So not only is the poll, this poll that's basically dogging Hillary, let me go back to this poll here about her trustworthiness. She's underwater in personal favorability. Okay. She's deeper in the hole for honesty and trustworthiness, down 5 points in just 2 months and 12 points from last year. She just keeps sinking. But she still has a massive lead over Bernie Sanders, Martin O'Malley, and then Lincoln Chafee is about to announce. I think he's announcing today. Bush, though. Jeb Bush is also slipping in the polls. Okay. Only about half of Americans say Jeb Bush is like a lot like his brother. So while George W.'s numbers are going up, Jeb Bush's are going down. But this is to be expected. I said this. And I think the days of the establishment picks. I think those days are over. We've got Ellen Ratner from Talk Radio News out of Washington. Ellen, how are you? Good morning to you. What did you make of the latest polls that show that the younger Bush is now more popular than Mr. Obama?
Well, I'm not terribly surprised.
I'm not either.
Because ex-presidents are often more popular. And I have to say this, you know, I probably have said this to you a million times, but I'll say it one more time. This is what I think of the younger Bush. He murdered 141 people as governor of Texas, probably killed a couple hundred thousand in the two wars, and single-handedly has saved 2 to 3 million lives in Africa.
So overall, what do you...
I want to write a book about his work in Africa because actually he's done a very good job.
Yes, he has. He absolutely has. And that goes largely... unnoticed by a lot of people in the media, but you're right about that. Look, George Bush was a moderate Democrat. He was a good Democrat. Big government.
You think he was a Democrat?
Absolutely was a moderate. He was a moderate Democrat.
Oh, Edward Woodson, you're making me ill. I'm getting vapors.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of Democrats,
he certainly wasn't.
Be a Republican was Lincoln Chafee, and he's announcing for president today.
I saw that. He doesn't have a chance. Him and Lindsey Graham. By the way, I thought it was interesting that Lindsey Graham announced the same day that that the Bruce Jenner cover came out in Vanity Fair.
Well, now that was just an accident.
I don't know about that. No, I'm just kidding.
Have you ever interviewed or met Bruce Jenner?
No.
Caitlyn Jenner?
No. No, I have not. How about you?
I have not either.
Okay. We're going to be working on that, though.
But she looked very nice on that Vanity Fair cover.
Anybody could look nice on a Vanity Fair cover when you have Annie Leibovitz shooting you and you have the ability to airbrush and the question
is...
Yeah,
obviously those photos were touched.
The question is... what does he look like without makeup on in the morning? I would venture to say frightening.
Well, I'm sure it is, but, you know, most of us look pretty frightening without makeup.
That's my point, you see? That's exactly my point, exactly. You know, and look, here's another thing. That was highly sexualized. And I think he is, you know, this is a money ploy for him. You know, this is a big money.
Oh, you don't believe that internally he truly believes that he's a woman? I do. I've worked with people like that.
Okay, all right. Well, that's a whole nother discussion.
I mean, don't forget, I've been involved in this for 40 years.
Okay, have you heard? By the way, have you heard of this movement? This trans-abled movement? Have you heard of that?
No, what's transabled?
Those are people that believe that they should become disabled. And in extreme cases, they actually like cut their arms off or legs off, and they want to make themselves blind.
Why do they want to do that?
Well, clearly, I would think that it's probably due to the fact that they suffer from some mental illness, I would think, right?
To say the least.
Okay. So, given that, maybe, you know, some people say that being a belief that you want to be something else could be construed as a mental illness. You know?
Wow. That's pretty wild.
It's not wild.
I've never heard of it. So you got a new one on me this morning.
It's not wild at all. In fact, a lot of psychologists have said that. In fact, it's not really wild, to be honest with you.
Well, I was in mental health for almost 20 years, and honestly, I've seen some pretty crazy things in mental health, but I've never seen that.
Well, Ellen, I think that I'm black. What do you think of that?
I think it's time to see a shrink.
Okay, so what's the difference if I think I'm a woman? That's okay.
Well, no, that's very different.
Why?
Gender.
Why?
There's been a lot of research on gender. I used to, when I was involved in gay mental health issues, worked with a group called Gender Identity Service in Boston, Massachusetts. There have been, and a lot of, there's been a lot of research on gender identity. It's very different.
Well, there have been clinical studies. In fact, there have been international studies that say there is, there's no robust scientific evidence that gender reassignment surgery is clinically effective, and that some psychiatrists say that it's in fact a mental disorder. So,
well, they've actually changed the way gender identity is identified in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, and so some shrinks can say anything they want, but that isn't what the profession uses.
Ah, so then it's just a theory. That's what we're talking about here.
You and I will disagree till the cows come home on
it. All right, all right. Well, you know,
and I can't wait till I see you in person.
All right, well, you know I love you, Ellen. So. All right, I'll talk to you later. Thank you for coming on the show. I appreciate it. And we'll be right back.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches? Ballpoint pens? Forget it. And just try finding your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show on 1100 KFNX News Talk Radio in Phoenix is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and waiting to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
The risks to your money have never been greater. Don't Bank on It is a hot new book which exposes 20 major risks. Here's the first three shocking risks covered in the book. Under current law, you don't own your bank account. Your deposits are an unsecured asset belonging to the bank. What you own is an IOU. The FDIC only has enough reserves to cover 7% of total deposits. 7%! Today, cyber criminals can instantly steal your savings, identity, and credit. No wonder so many Americans have begun hoarding cash and gold. What more can you do to save your life savings? Call 1-800-519-6271. 800-519-6271 now to request a free copy of Don't Bank on It. At $20 value, free. Don't wait. Do it now. Call 800-519-6271, 1-800-519-6271, or at edwardwoodson.com. Bloomberg reports cash under the mattress is now considered safer than inside a bank. That's right. On November 20th, G20 leaders, including President Obama, voted to enact new banking laws replacing taxpayer bailouts with what's called bank bail-ins. Sounds good, right? Wrong. The fine print of this new bail-in legal doctrine states that your money deposited in bank savings, CDs, or money market funds can be confiscated or converted into bank shares of uncertain value. Oh yeah, I've been warning you about this risk all year on my show. The authors of Don't Bank on It just released a new white paper entitled After the G20. It's free by calling 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271. Discover why your dollars in banks just became dollars at risk. Call 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271 or at edwardwoodson.com.
Are you underpaid and cannot support your family? Arizona at Work stands up for working class Americans. Join us for a discussion of the economy and the politics of working in Arizona and across the USA. Arizona at Work, Thursday at noon.
So you see how this Bruce Jenner thing just creeped into that last segment there? I'm trying to have a serious discussion about some poll numbers having to do with George W. Bush, Hillary Clinton, and we could not help but taking the detour.
I can't help but
it's
down
amazing.
Down Jenner Lane.
I can't get away from it. I can't get away with it. I was trying to save that for another segment.
Well, just so you know, from this is on CNSNews.com today. Dr. Paul McHugh, the former psychiatrist in chief for Johns Hopkins Hospital and its current distinguished service professor of psychiatry, said that transgenderism is a quote mental disorder close quote. That merits treatment, that sex change is, quote, biologically impossible, close quote, and that people who promote sexual reassignment surgery are collaborating and are promoting a mental disorder.
Exactly. And by the way, Johns Hopkins was one of the foremost leaders that started doing the sex change operations years ago. They've been doing that for longer than anybody, Johns Hopkins, here in the United States at least. Now, with the transition of Bruce Jenner to Caitlyn, the Washington Post asked an obvious question. And actually, I had a friend of mine bring this up to me the other day. Did Bruce Jenner or Caitlyn Jenner win those Olympic gold medals and appear on those TV shows? And if Caitlyn Jenner did, must history be rewritten? Is every source that refers to Bruce Jenner record-breaking athlete or Bruce Jenner guest star on Silver Spoons now in need of a correction?
Excellent question.
The people at Wikipedia have made its decision. And I quote, as a result of winning the Olympic decathlon, Jenner was a national hero. She was the 1976 recipient of the James E. Sullivan Award as a top amateur athlete in the United States. Jenner was also the Associated Press Male Athlete of the Year in 1976. For those who may not be familiar, of course, with the Bruce Jenner saga, how she won the Male Athlete of the Year award raises many questions. GLAAD addressed the challenge this way. They said, do avoid male pronunciations and Caitlyn's prior name, even when referring to events in her past. For example, you could say, prior to her transition, Caitlyn Jenner won the gold medal in the men's decathlon at the Summer Olympics held in Montreal in 1976. But GLAAD also identifies or defines gender identity, which is a thing at issue here, as one's own internal deeply held sense of being male or female. That presents a problem. As a practical matter, discrete individuals have little stake in Jenner's internal deeply held sense of being male or female, or a parakeet for that matter.
And she is about to receive her first ESPY award.
Correct, for courage. But
I think Dennis Rodman should get it this year.
For saying that he's going to go out with
yes.
her?
Yes. Sorry, I didn't mean to throw you off
No,
track.
No, no. You know what? It's crazy town. It's crazy town. We're in crazy town now. But the folks over at MSNBC, okay, they're having this discussion on the Chris what's the guy's name? Chris Hayes, All In, okay. And this, I just want you to listen to this clip of just this is gobbledygook. Like it doesn't even make any sense. This is intellectual gobbledygook. Listen to this.
So a lot of the younger feminists, for example, at the abortion funds, no longer want to use the word woman in relation to abortion because it excludes trans men. And
right,
for
because
a lot
when we're talking about reproductive, the physical attributes that allow one to give birth, right, that is part of the category that is sex. Right? That's a physical category. That's not gender.
Right. So there's been this kind of move to remove the word woman from a lot of language around abortion funds. And there's a lot of second wave feminists and not only second wave feminists who say, you know, if you take women out of this and you kind of take an understanding of patriarchy out of this, which I don't necessarily think you have to do. But I think, yeah, there's still a lot of sort of conceptual murk to clear away. But among younger people that I've talked to, it almost seems amazing to them that anybody would question the need to have gender neutral language.
Huh?
I'm confused.
You don't want to exclude trans men from the discussion of abortion. Really? This is how convoluted this has become, and the people at MSNBC, I'm sorry, man. They, you know, come on. Really? And they're all, and the panel's all like, you know, nodding in agreement, like, oh yeah, this is a very serious topic here. Blah, 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 blah. We got this other clip of, this is a noted feminist. What's her name, Steve?
Germaine Greer.
Germaine Greer, and listen what she had to say about this issue.
I have thought about this a lot. I sometimes think that really the problem is the concept of motherhood, which we can't give any real structure to. I mean, I'm a bit exercised to discover that Sir Elton John and his wife, David Furnish, have entered on the birth...
Husband, I think, probably, isn't it?
No, yeah. Wait. Yeah. Have entered on the birth certificates of their two sons, David Furnish as the mother. I'm sorry, you know, that'll give you an idea of how the concept of motherhood is emptied out. It's gone. It's been deconstructed. We now have genetic mother who supplies eggs.
Oh.
I'm so glad I was born in a non-confusing generation.
And here's the thing. The new normal, okay, is... is what the media wants to push, that trans is mainstream. That's the narrative push, that trans is the mainstream. And that this should be normal for us, and that we should be accepting of it. You know, this is clearly marginal behavior. And as I said just a minute ago, I said to Ellen, well, I'm black. She said, well, you need to see a psychiatrist. I mean, how, why is that different? Or I want to, like we talked about yesterday with these people that are trans-abled, that it's clearly a mental illness if I want to cut off my arm because I want to be trans-abled. But yet this is somehow normal. And we're talking about a very marginal behavior on a very small percentage of the population. I mean, this is just insanity that we're even discussing it and that we're giving it credence. Even feminists don't know what to make of it. It's not that hard.
Their heads are exploding.
This is not that hard. Listen, I'm gonna make it very simple, okay? Gender is all about your parts. Okay. It's very simple. Okay. Do you have a penis? Do you have a vagina? It's not that complicated. It's not that complicated. You can get a nose job. You can get a boob job. You can do all kinds of things. This is not that complex. Finally, Family Guy, predicted this. In 2009. Did you see this, Steve?
No.
Okay. This is, let me get this up here. This is Family Guy in 2009. Let me try to get it here. Family Guy predicted this in 2009, okay? Here we go.
Ugh, look, there's Brody Jenner. God, what a douchebag. I can't believe that came out of Bruce Jenner's vagina.
Bruce Jenner is a man.
No, Brian. That's what the press would have you believe, but he's not. Bruce Jenner is a woman. An elegant, beautiful Dutch woman.
That's the people over at Family Guy. Okay? They predicted this. They knew this. Back in 2009, okay?
This is the Blaze Radio News. I'm Robert Walensky. The terrorist plot revealed. The head, the Boys in Blue, and Pamela Geller. The feds say the Boston terrorists wanted to kill police officers in Boston and kill Geller, who promotes free speech and sponsors the Muhammad cartoon contest in Garland, Texas. Here's the Blaze Radio's Greg Moore.
Prominent activist Pamela Geller, apparently the target of a beheading plot by a terrorist suspect shot by police after he comes at them with a military-style knife. Geller, who organized the recent Prophet Muhammad cartoon contest in Texas.
They targeted me for violating Sharia blasphemy laws. They mean to kill everyone who doesn't do their bidding.
Court papers say Rahim discussing the plan by cell phone with David Wright, who was arrested on Tuesday. Geller making her comments on Out Front with Aaron Burnett on CNN.
A hearing on Capitol Hill about ISIS. The very latest now from the Blaze Radio's Chris Barnes in Washington, D.C.
Extremist issued a call to arms to attack an event. A radicalized follower clearly heeded that call, and he took steps to make sure his act of violence would spread.
Opening a House hearing, the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, Texas Republican Michael McCaul, noting ICE is taking credit for that plot, and he says it's part of an aggressive effort by the terrorist army to radicalize young recruits through social media.
Social media networks have become an extension of the Islamist terror battlefield overseas, turning homegrown extremists into sleeper operatives and attackers.
An update now on the anthrax shipped all across the country. Here's the Blaze Radio's Brad James with the report.
The concentration of these samples are too low to infect the average healthy individual.
That's Deputy Defense Secretary Bob Work. Work telling a briefing that shipments were inadvertent and that an investigation is continuing. Work said there's no evidence to suggest that the shipments of live anthrax samples were sent deliberately.
This is news on the Blaze Radio Network. Truth lives here.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center for tonight, it'll be clear all over around 70 with winds to 15 miles an hour. We'll have increasing cloudiness Thursday with a high of 100 as winds gust to 20 miles an hour. Cloudy will finish the week with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Our high 94 as winds gust to 25 miles an hour. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, ballpoint pens, forget it. And just try finding your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show on 1100 KFNX News Talk Radio in Phoenix is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and waiting to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Camelback Toyota, located conveniently on 16th Street in Camelback, off the 51 freeway, easy to get to right here in the city. You work downtown, stop on your way home, take a look at some beautiful new cars, used cars. Derek and John O'Malley Jr. and my mechanics in the back, Abe and Jerob and Tom, my man Jake, Felix, John Wicks is there, Levi. They are trained and trained heavily. They know everything backwards and forwards on any Toyota. Customer satisfaction numero uno at Camelback Toyota.
All right, one more thing. Just one more thing. Rapper Snoop Dogg is being called transphobic after he posted a meme referring to Caitlyn Jenner as That Science Project on Instagram. The meme featuring singer Akon and Brad Bad Grammar reads, "Shout out to Akon. He's about to supply 600 million Africans with solar power. I'm really upset that this isn't major news, but that the science project Bruce Jenner is." With that one thing, he sent the left into hysterics. Cleveland Cavaliers player J.R. Smith also posted the meme but quickly deleted it. But Snoop left it up there and got more than 127,000 likes. Some of the comments were highly critical, and other comments showed support.
Yeah, they're calling him a goddess now, a lot of them.
Really? But, you know, this raises a good point. Snoop is actually right about this in terms of, Akon is bringing power to millions of impoverished Africans, and that's a good thing. And
where are our priorities? I saw where the network spent 48 minutes on this story last night.
Well, that's the point. It's like you can't get away from this story. It's as much as I want to. Now, see, here I go. I'm doing the same thing. I'm guilty of it myself. All right. Enough. That's it. I'm done. So the Democrat Party is bringing this back. Democrats allied with Hillary Clinton are mounting a nationwide legal battle 17 months before the 2016 presidential election. And what they want to do is they want to roll back Republican-enacted restrictions on voter access that Democrats believe could make all the difference in a close campaign, i.e., they do not want to have voter ID. Now, why would Democrats want to roll this stuff back? They've begun lawsuits in Ohio and Wisconsin because Ohio and Wisconsin require what? Voter ID.
I saw this morning an article that said the American populace, 76% of Americans want voter ID.
Correct. This is according to the Washington Examiner. This is the article. And what it says, this is a new Rasmussen poll, okay? This came out yesterday. The poll found support for photo IDs 76%. It's nearly exactly the 78% that supported it in 2006. That's when they started this movement to roll back these voter ID laws. So, almost 8 in 10 voters across the board support voter ID laws. So you have to wonder why it is that that the Democrat Party wants that. And you know, the argument always is this. Well, you're not going to allow people to vote that don't have an ID. Well, and it disenfranchises traditional voters that are Democrats. Really? I mean, you need an ID in our society for anything. Need an ID to get on a plane. Need an ID to to buy cigarettes. You need an ID to buy alcohol. You need an ID to collect your welfare payments.
For the first time in my life last week, I went to the doctor. They wanted my license.
You need an ID to go to the doctor now. You need an ID for just about everything in our culture. I mean, everybody has an ID. And in the states where they want to roll, for instance, in states that require ID, the government has even said, hey, we'll issue you a government-issued ID if you don't have one. Let's say you don't drive. Most states have that now, government-issued ID, because ID is such a, you know, integral part of our lives that everyone uses an ID. And to say that that blacks and Hispanics don't have ID and that their voting rights could be impinged is a ridiculous argument. And so Democrats say that it could knock the Democrat Party out of the running. It's a ridiculous argument. And I'm wondering why they're making such a big fuss over voter about requiring an ID. Is it because, I don't know, I mean, that would lead me to believe that maybe because there's fraud going on? Call me crazy if you require everyone to have an ID. Are you telling me that only Republicans have IDs? Is that what you're telling me? That Democrats don't have IDs? Well, then give it to them. I would support that. Give it to them for free. It's fine. But they're, again, coming up with this. And look, again, this is all part of the identity politics that Democrats are so famous for. It's going to be voter ID, and they're going to call it voter disenfranchisement, war on women, income inequality. That's going to be what Hillary is going to run on. You know, she's a woman. So if you're against Hillary, you're against women. Never mind the fact that she takes money from countries that routinely treat women horribly and don't even let them drive. But we want to roll back voter ID laws. See, this is why voters think that Hillary Clinton is not trustworthy, that Hillary Clinton is not honest. This is not, I mean, come on. This is a very simple thing here. A voter ID, it's, I mean, again, I don't understand this. If 8 in 10 voters back a voter ID, what's the problem? What's the problem here? It's beyond me. I don't understand this. It's a complete mystery to me that we would even be having this argument, about voter ID. I mean, just ridiculous. So the, U.S. Congress passed the USA Freedom Act. Shepard Smith asked Josh Earnest about the federal government and whether or not it's okay to collect bulk data. Let me see here. Wait a minute. I can't get this. A lot of people are saying, frankly, that this law doesn't go far enough. In fact, one of the people that said that was, of course, Rand Paul. And of course, he's being excoriated by it. We've now got a new report out that the DEA tripled its use of wiretaps and other eavesdropping over the last decade, largely bypassing federal courts. They didn't even go get warrants. So you got the government just basically running roughshod over the Fourth Amendment. Nobody's really saying anything about it. It's not a big deal. I think it's a big deal. I think people should be outraged by it. But, you know, we're talking about Bruce Jenner. That's way more important. We'll be right back.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Bloomberg reports cash under the mattress is now considered safer than inside a bank. That's right. On November 20th, G20 leaders, including President Obama, voted to enact new banking laws replacing taxpayer bailouts with what's called bank bail-ins. Sounds good, right? Wrong. The fine print of this new bail-in legal doctrine states that your money deposited in bank savings, CDs, or money market funds can be confiscated or converted into bank shares of uncertain value. Oh yeah, I've been warning you about this risk all year on my show. The authors of Don't Bank on It just released a new white paper entitled After the G20. It's free by calling 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271. Discover why your dollars in banks just became dollars at risk. Call 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271 or at edwardwoodson.com. The risks to your money have never been greater. Don't Bank on It is a hot new book which exposes 20 major risks. Here's the first three shocking risks covered in the book. Under current law, you don't own your bank account. Your deposits are an unsecured asset belonging to the bank. What you own is an IOU. The FDIC only has enough reserves to cover 7% of total deposits. 7%! Today, cyber criminals can instantly steal your savings, identity, and credit. No wonder so many Americans have begun hoarding cash and gold. What more can you do to save your life savings? Call 1-800-519-6271. 800-519-6271 now to request a free copy of Don't Bank on It. At $20 value, free. Don't wait. Do it now. Call 800-519-6271. 1-800-519-6271 or at edwardwoodson.com.
Since 1980, Information Methods Incorporated has been a leader in technology consulting. The management experience of IMI's prime consultants and associates includes years of expertise in both public and private sectors. From assigning a project management officer to a complete end-of-project postmortem, IMI applies industry standards and our own custom methodologies to ensure your next technology project is a success. For details and example solutions, visit www.imi-us.com. We measure our success by your success. Your partner. IMI.
Do you need a little automotive know-how? Well, you're in luck. Listen Mondays at 4 p.m. to Automotive Know-How, brought to you by AutoRepairArizona.com.
Fred and Dave, we will be discussing car care and repair with local automotive experts. Call in with any automotive questions Monday at 4 p.m.
Automotive Know-How is brought to you by AutoRepairArizona.com. That's AutoRepairArizona.com, where you'll find trusted Napa Auto Care Centers located throughout the Valley of the Sun.
Listen to Automotive Know-How every Monday at 4 p.m.
So the FBI now is operating a small air force with scores of low-flying planes across the country carrying video and at times cell phone surveillance technology, all behind fictitious companies that are fronts for the government. This the Associated Press is reporting. The plane's surveillance equipment is generally used without a judge's approval, and the FBI said the flights are used for specific ongoing investigations. Over a recent 30-day period, the agency flew more than 30 in more than 30 cities and 11 states across the country with no warrants. Okay? So we're sitting here talking about, and again, I am guilty of this, talking about Bruce Jenner, but yet our government is running roughshod over our liberties.
Our heads.
Our heads, literally. And now Apple's CEO, Tim Cook, gave a speech in D.C. in which he said that, and I've been saying this for years, he said that many successful Silicon Valley companies have built their businesses by lulling their customers into complacency about their personal information. They've gobbled up everything they can learn about you and are trying to monetize it. Of course, he's referring to Google and Facebook. And I have said for many years that the only reason that Facebook exists is to gain personal information from you and monetize on that information. That's the dirty little secret that they're not telling you. He said about Apple, we don't think, when talking about people's information, we don't think that they're worth having your email or your search history, now even your family photo data mined and sold off for God knows what advertising purpose. He isn't a fan of companies leaving a backdoor open for law enforcement agencies to utilize because it makes the data inherently less secure. And he broke it down like this. He said, if you put a key under a mat just for the cops, a burglar can find it too. Criminals are using the same technology tools there at their disposal to hack into people's accounts. If they know there is a key hidden somewhere, they won't stop until they find it. So when people say, well, I trust the phone company, no.
Trust the fine print.
I don't trust the phone company, Jimmy Cephalo. Okay? I don't trust the phone company. They're just, that's another tool that the government uses. Okay?
Technology is a two-edged sword.
Yeah. All right, so the FBI had been tracking this guy. You saw this a couple days ago that they killed a guy who was a member of ISIS, actually, in Boston. And it's now been revealed that Pam Geller was reportedly the target. CNN broke the story about terror suspect Usama Ramin. And so she had Pam Geller on the show. Here's the exchange between Pam Geller and Aaron Burnett.
Now, you know, the Southern Poverty Law Center, as you're well aware, has described your group, the American Freedom Defense Initiative, as what they say, quote, is an active anti-Muslim group. They track hate groups in this country. They describe you as, quote, the anti-Muslim movement's most visible and flamboyant figurehead. Again, they track hate groups. They're putting you on that list. Nothing justifies a beheading or a beheading plot, but it's important to note this. I mean, are you stoking the flames? Do you, on some level, relish being the target of these attacks?
Relish being the target. Who self-promotes to get killed? That's the first thing. The second thing is the Southern Poverty Law Center. Really, Aaron? Since when? Who designated them the arbiter of anything? They're an uber-left group. They don't track jihadist groups. They don't track groups that actually target for slaughter. They track patriots. They track veterans. They track defense groups like myself. And their members have actually targeted and tried to slaughter family groups and leaders like Tony Perkins of family groups. And even the shooter in North Carolina who shot three Muslims over a parking dispute was a member of the Southern Poverty Law Center. That's who you're using against me? Why don't we talk about the accomplishments and the accolades that my group got? Why do you use the Southern Poverty Law Center, a notorious uber-left communist group, to slime me, to smear me? I'm the hunted one. This is incredible to me.
All right. As I said, I think nothing justifies a beheading, but I do think the question was a fair one. Pamela, I appreciate you very much taking the time to call in and talk to us tonight.
Yeah, I only mentioned hate group about six times.
I love how she said at the end, nothing justifies a beheading, but, you know, I think it's a fair question. This is classic blaming the victim. It's like blaming, and I've said this before, it's like blaming a rape victim for wearing a miniskirt or dressing a certain way. Well, don't you think you're stoking the fires by dressing in a provocative way? Do you think that maybe if you hadn't worn a miniskirt, you wouldn't have been raped? That's exactly what it is. It's incredible to me that there's such a hypocrisy, a disconnect between the left and again, freedom of speech. Because say what you will about Pam Geller. A lot of people don't like Pam Geller. She's a gadfly. I get it. But she's challenging hate groups. I mean, the hate group, Southern Poverty Law, the hate group are these groups that want to kill Pam Geller. That's the hate group, not Pam Geller's group. Southern Poverty Law Center? Are you kidding me? It's just crazy town, man. We're living in crazy town, bro.
Ugh, look, there's Brody Jenner. God, what a douchebag. I can't believe that came out of Bruce Jenner's vagina.
Bruce Jenner is a man.
No, Brian. That's what the press would have you believe, but he's not. Bruce Jenner is a woman. An elegant, beautiful Dutch woman.
I'm sorry. All right, we're out of time for the day. Go check out my website, edwardwoodson.com. If you want to listen to a show again, they're on the website. Just push the listen tab. And also follow me on Twitter, at Ed Woodson Show. It is an honor and a privilege to be with you every day to give you your fair share of the truth because you're entitled to it. Good day, America. I'm out.
Thank you for tuning in to the Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever.
Bloomberg reports cash under the mattress is now considered safer than inside a bank. That's right. On November 20th, G20 leaders, including President Obama, voted to enact new banking laws replacing taxpayer bailouts with what's called bank bail-ins. Sounds good, right? Wrong. The fine print of this new bail-in legal doctrine states that your money deposited in bank savings, CDs, or money market funds can be confiscated or converted into bank shares of uncertain value. Oh yeah, I've been warning you about this risk all year on my show. The authors of Don't Bank on It just released a new white paper entitled After the G20. It's free by calling 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271. Discover why your dollars in banks just became dollars at risk. Call 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271 or at edwardwoodson.com. The risks to your money have never been greater. Don't Bank on It is a hot new book which exposes 20 major risks. Here's the first three shocking risks covered in the book. Under current law, you don't own your bank account. Your deposits are an unsecured asset belonging to the bank. What you own is an IOU. The FDIC only has enough reserves to cover 7% of total deposits. 7%! Today, cyber criminals can instantly steal your savings, identity, and credit. No wonder so many Americans have begun hoarding cash and gold. What more can you do to save your life savings? Call 1-800-519-6271. 800-519-6271 now to request a free copy of Don't Bank on It. At $20 value, free. Don't wait. Do it now. Call 800-519-6271, 1-800-519-6271, or